And this poem is about simply the desire to write. I mean, this sort of very private desire to be remembered, not to be entirely forgotten, to leave something behind that endures. I guess that's a primary desire. But it's also related to the desire to remember other things and keep things you admire alive as well. Fear of the dark. Fear of the dark stays with me, but not to shame. And the worry that my story won't reach the light where other stories wait and be understood no longer seems a weakness I should overcome. So what if it does to others, to the few who require only themselves to fill their theaters? For them, it's a mystery why even Hamlet, no lover of the world, is anxious dying for the world to get the facts right and makes Horatio promise to retell the play. Why even the dead in hell cry out to Dante to carry their stories back. Why Dante, banished from Florence, promises. No need for anyone who doesn't ask to be heard to hear the dead of Sodom crying for an audience, though it's likely some good men died in that fire, fathers to widows and orphans, friends to the poor. After the ashes settle, the scribes blacken the name of the charred walls to keep God's name pure. It won't be easy to say enough to get those ghosts to rest in the dark as Troy rests, its ashes content with Homer's account of its long war and fiery fall. Beautiful Troy, city beloved of Zeus, whose altars day and night smoked with offerings.